first recent weeks have seen a rise of prominent figures sharing anti-Semitic views. The rapper Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, has posted anti-Jewish statements on social media and stood by those comments in interviews. His statements connect to anti-Jewish conspiracy theories, and some anti-Semitic hate groups have used his name in their propaganda. Some Republican candidates running for office in other states have been accused of anti-Semitic comments and ties to anti-Semitic figures, and in Wisconsin, UW-Madison and UW-LaCrosse have seen anti-Semitic vandalism on their campuses. This uptick in public anti-Semitism has Jewish leaders across the country worried about safety. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you seen this recent rise in public statements of anti-Semitism? Have you experienced yourself? Do you see possible ways to turn things around? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Miriam Rosenzweig is president and CEO of the Milwaukee Jewish Federation. Miriam, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. And thank you for having me on and bringing this issue to light with your viewers.
Sure. Kanye West got a lot of attention after these comments, but you've been tracking concerns about rising public anti-Semitic actions and statements for some time now. What were you seeing before this all hit the headlines?
Well, we have seen through the work of the JCRC, the Jewish Council Relations Council, we have seen a steady rise of anti-Semitism and dramatically an increase since 2016. In fact, we've seen over a 450% increase of anti-Semitic acts and an increase in the severity and violence of them over the last 6 years.
What kind of things are we talking about here? What kind of incidents are you most concerned about?
Well, the most obvious one that I could point to is that I never imagined that in my lifetime we would be talking about the safety and security of Jews in America. But just last week, we commemorated the four-year anniversary of the Tree of Life Synagogue massacre, mm-hmm. where 11 people's lives were taken simply for exercising their right to worship. And I think that in general, my concern is just the overall atmosphere that we're in. We are seeing this rise in anti-Semitism. We are seeing the rise in overall hate speech, in demonization of all minorities. And that is a very dangerous environment for all of us.
Something that struck me in long-term numbers from the Anti-Defamation League, when they survey the population as a whole about anti-Semitic stereotypes, they find a general decline in the population. But they're seeing the same things you're talking about with more severe, more public, more prominent acts of anti-Semitism. What do you think accounts for that, I don't know, that emergence of these public actions, even as maybe the general population is getting seeing less anti-Jewish sentiment?
Well, what's interesting is the other stat is that only 18% of the total incidents that occurred were reported by extremists, which means that 82% of them were done by regular people, someone on the spectrum that we would call normal. That is a great opportunity for education and change, but it also means that there are anti-Semitic tropes. And I will say again, I think it certainly bleeds out onto all other forms of hate that have been so ingrained and repeated that they've been normalized. And that only provides opportunity to reinforce those notions and those stereotypes and of the othering of different minority communities.
Now, when we see a public figure, a well-known musical artist like Kanye West, very publicly sharing these views, promoting conspiracy theories, targeting Jews, what kind of impact do you worry about?
Well, the first part of what was so dangerous about what Kanye did is that he's a public figure. Many people follow him, and he was playing into conspiracy theories that are so old, this notion that Jews have secret power and that Jews use it for evil to take down other people. And that is a uniquely Jewish stereotype and Jewish trope that has been used over the years. But with his influence and his ability to spread this message and then double down, we saw an immediate impact of that. You saw it a few days later with the signs over the highway in LA. We've seen it on our college campuses where we've seen Kanye was right. But I think the most disturbing part of Kanye's comments versus other anti-Semitic comments that we've heard is that he actually had a call to action, and he had a call for violence against Jewish people. And I think that is really what set it apart from all other comments that we've heard over the last few years.
We're talking to Miriam Rosenzweig, president and CEO of the Milwaukee Jewish Federation, talking about anti-Semitism, more acts of anti-Semitic violence and statements, some from high-profile figures in pop culture and elsewhere. You can join in with your thoughts, your solutions, maybe your questions for our guest, your own personal experiences at 800-642-1234. How worried are you? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@wpr.org. Miriam, a few moments ago, you mentioned the opportunity for education and outreach to the people who might not be, you know, hardcore members of a hate group. What kind of opportunities do you see there to reach out to them?
Well, I think we have a lot of opportunities. It's one of the distinctions of anti-Semitism that we see it on the political left and the political right. And then we see these messages being echoed out. But as I mentioned earlier, whenever you're looking at a rise in anti-Semitism, this should be a sign to us that things are going on, because I've never met someone who is vehemently anti-Semitic, but lover of all other minority groups and is welcoming and accepting of people who are not like them. The opportunity is to always come together, to name when we see acts of prejudice, when we see acts of racism, when we see acts of anti-Semitism, to name it publicly, to educate, to come together and start shifting this trend of extremism that has been growing in our community. Now, there is all programming that is happening all year round, but I want to share the idea of communities supporting each other. We saw this when the COVID vaccine came out, when the COVID virus came out, and there was a lot of anti-Asian hate. And it took communities that were outside of the Asian community to stand up and say, this is unacceptable. This is dangerous. And we had to stand together. And I think that's the opportunity here, is for the different groups to come together and say, this is not good for anyone. And that extremist rhetoric is intended to divide us. It is intended to other us, even within the different minority groups. There are incredible programs happening all around the city. We have a program with United Way that is called Partnership Milwaukee, Partnership MKE, in which leaders from different parts of the community come together to study the different demographics of the entire ecosystem of Milwaukee. And we learn about racism, and we learn about the impact of women in the workforce, and we learn about anti-Semitism, and we learn about the experiences of others, to humanize the experience, to know what to look for, and to become allies. There's a lot of work happening through schools, whether it is programmed through the JCRC called Hours Against Hate. We also have a Holocaust Education Resource Center that is helping with curriculums for utilizing the Holocaust to understand hate and to understand how other genocides came forth. And we also have a Jewish Museum of Milwaukee, which I invite everyone to come and to meet Jewish Milwaukee and Jewish Wisconsin, rather than just have a mythical figure that's coming out of stereotypes.
We're talking to Milwaukee Jewish Federation President and CEO Miriam Rosenzweig about high-profile cases of anti-Semitism, in some cases from prominent public figures. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you seen examples, concerns of anti-Semitism in your own community? What do you think of the response we've seen to Kanye West's anti-Semitic remarks and others out there? Do you have some kind of group in your community where people from, as Miriam was just saying, different backgrounds get together, learn about each other and the challenges you face, and maybe support one another? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we're picking up the conversation with Miriam Rosenzweig, President and CEO of the Milwaukee Jewish Federation, with us today to talk about recent anti-Semitic messaging from the rapper Ye, formerly Kanye West, and other prominent figures, how to push back against it, and wider concerns about anti-Semitism and how to prevent it, how to call it to account. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have if you're Jewish yourself? How are you dealing with the anti-Semitism you may be seeing in the news, maybe in your own community? What questions do you have for our guest? You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Anita is with us in Lindenhurst, Illinois. Anita, hi.
Hi. I just had a question and a comment. My question is for Kanye, and does anyone really know how he developed his hatred for Jews, or did it come about with the advent of Pete Davidson? And my comment is that he should be educated to understand that at the beginning of the civil rights fight, that had it not been for the Jewish protesters and the Jewish people that supported, it wouldn't have gone nearly as well as it did. They were essential. And I'm not Jewish, but I was there. I saw it. And he really needs to dial it back and understand the actual history of civil rights and the part that the Jews played in it.
Anita, thanks for the call. Anita, pointing toward a point in history, Miriam, where you had that kind of mutual support you were talking about between two different groups.
Yeah. So first of all, I think it's important for us to name that the last thing that Kanye did was his anti-Semitic remarks, but he has said remarks that were very hurtful to the Black community. He has said remarks that have been very hurtful for minorities. And this is, he has been growing this sort of ideology of his, and I can't specify for him, but I do know that there was a moment in time where our Jewish community and our Black community were much closer. And it was in the best interest of white supremacists to divide our communities and to instill notions of anti-Semitism or anti-Blackness within both communities. And it's something that we have to watch out for and come together and name that we are reinforcing the supremacist ideology when we hang on to the stereotypes of the other communities.
Anita, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Miriam, Anita brought up the source of Kanye's anti-Semitism. Now, there are a lot of conspiracy theories out there in the world. They're very prominent today, and so many different conspiracy theories end up either right at the outset or merging into anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. Can you talk about a little of the recent history of that?
Yeah, well, you know, I think you pointed to one of the distinctions of anti-Semitism versus other prejudice. Deborah Lipstadt, who is now the special envoy to monitor and combat anti-Semitism, she has a few criteria of what makes anti-Semitism a little bit different. And actually, her first one is this notion of conspiracy. It's this idea that there are culprits to blame for something that is threatening, and that those are subscribed to the Jewish community, something that's not familiar. We knew this over centuries. In the 1500s, the rumor was that the Jewish community started the Black Plague that took over Europe. And we saw that with COVID-19, where all of these conspiracies around the Jewish community and flyers blaming the Jewish community for these for this virus, for the vaccine, and for perpetuating it. You know, she says the other differentiator is that, unlike other prejudice, if we think about the hate that is spewed towards people of color in our community, it's really to push them down. It's to say that they are dehumanized, that they are not like us, that they are incapable. Whereas with anti-Semitism, it's often punching up, and it's sort of, you know, creating the Jew as more powerful and more educated and craftier. And they sound like, well, why would that be a bad thing to say that Jews are more educated? But the idea is that it all comes together in order to create this bad environment and do something bad to the non-Jew.
Thanks again, Anita. So, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thanks again, Anita, for calling in at 800-642-1234. Talking to Miriam Rosenzweig, president and CEO of the Milwaukee Jewish Federation, talking about rising incidents of anti-Semitism and some high-profile comments from public figures, well-known, famous people. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions, reactions, and comments. And speaking of reactions, Miriam, we saw, for example, the company Adidas, after a pause, cutting ties with Kanye West after these comments came out on social media and elsewhere. What do you think about that response? Companies in particular distancing themselves from high-profile figures who do things like this.
Well, I certainly think that it was a response to the public outcry, and I do think that it was greater because of the direct call for violence. But I would say that it's an opportunity for us to look and ask ourselves, why did it take this long, given the history of Kanye's words and viewpoints?
You mentioned some of your local efforts in the Milwaukee area. Are there things you'd like to see political figures across the spectrum do to try to turn the heat down here and try to discourage anti-Semitism?
Yes. The most important thing is that I would like to see corporations, government institutions include anti-Semitism in their DEI work, to not separate it and not dismiss it. Unless it gets to violence. And I think that would be the most important push that we would have in a call to policy into looking at everyone's, all the programs that they put together, all the policies that they put together, and make sure that they are including anti-Semitism, including the Jewish community. I would also say that in Wisconsin, we have a smaller Jewish community than in some of the other states. And so I invite you to reach out to the Jewish Federation or the Jewish Museum or the Holocaust Education Resource Center or a JCRC, and we will happily come to you, whether you're a business or a school or an organization. If you want to learn about the Jewish community, if you want to learn about the rise of anti-Semitism, if you would love to learn about the many wonderful things that are happening in the Jewish community, we would love to be a resource.
What are you seeing here in Wisconsin in particular when it comes to anti-Semitic incidents and or encouraging signs from people, from other organizations in the state?
Well, we've seen a steady increase every year in anti-Semitic acts. And I will say, matching national trends, they are getting younger and younger. We used to be talking about only college campuses, and then we're talking about high schools. And now we're talking about events happening in middle schools. And that's coming from kids overhearing their parents. It's not because a seventh grader has inherently anti-Semitic thoughts. But just in the last few weeks, we've seen incidents in UW-Madison and in La Crosse. We have seen the Kenosha. There were flyers calling for conspiracy theories about the Jewish community and COVID. There were bricks thrown into a window in a Racine synagogue last month. And so we've just seen a lot happen. And at the same time, we have seen a outpouring of support when we reached out and to connect with the UW system, 50 organizations from across different parts of the Wisconsin fabric came together and stood with us. And the UW system was very responsive in wanting to continue the conversation and learn about the impact and the environment for students. So while there are really frightening numbers, we are seeing other groups and other communities come together and recognize that hate targeted against any group is detrimental to all of us.
One relatively new wrinkle in all of this is, of course, the internet and social media. Do you have thoughts for parents out there who don't want their kids to show up at middle school and high school spouting anti-Semitism or doing anti-Semitic graffiti, to help them avoid, you know, the cesspools of anti-Semitism and other hate on the internet, and to help inoculate them against that?
Well, if I could inoculate people against hate on social media, I would have many more answers in the world. I actually think that parents have to recognize that it's out there and that they can't shield their kids. And so really it's the conversations that they're bringing home and helping their children recognize What is hate speech, whether it's anti-Semitism or racism, anti-immigrant. I mean, pick the group, but it's really the same concept of teaching them how to filter through what they're seeing on social media, because we are no longer in a space where we could say that anybody is safe from that unless they're really not turning on any of the social media mediums.
Now, unfortunately, around election times in recent years, we've seen upticks in incidents of hate. What are you watching for now that we're a week out from Election Day? Do you have concerns?
Well, we always worry whenever there's social and economic turbulence. We tend to see a rise in anti-Semitism and anti-immigrants and any minority group. And so we are definitely watching it. And we have also watched the normalization of hate speech over the last few years. And that is most concerning to us. And we want to make sure that we are encouraging our communities to think about when they're voting, not just to think about what their priorities are, but thinking about the community that we want to live in, the world that we want to live in. If we're only focusing on our own, we are going to end up more divided. And it plays into what the extremists want us to believe.
Miriam, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for shedding a light on this today.
That's Miriam Rosenzweig, president and CEO of the Milwaukee Jewish Federation, with us today to respond to recent examples of anti-Semitism from high-profile figures, including the rapper Ye, formerly known as Kanye West.